WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Baseball on your radio tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Phillies versus White Sox. Jack Fritz has leading off tonight, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And a little Fred six before.
There you go.
I did forget about around the horn until the last segment. But.
Oh, yesterday. White Sox is a good around the horn team.
Yeah, good amount.
Good around the horn.
I would have struggled with that one.
With White Sox?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Jimmy one. Rollins?
No. Jimmy, yeah, J-Ro did play there. That's terrible.
I mean, Carlton.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah, I would have went Carlton Fisk.
Yeah, Carlton
Fisk. Steve Carlton.
Oh, you meant
yeah.
Well, a lot of Phillies' careers went to...
Well, that's where a lot of careers went to die.
Jeremy Burnett, did he end up playing for the White Sox? I think he did.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Jim Thome, also a Philly.
Jim Thome, yes. Why don't we get... Oh, by the way, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you understand WIP management's decision? I don't like how this question was phrased. To postpone tennis today, or was it soft? 72.4% say it was soft. Speaking of soft, let's get to the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
By the way, real quick, Sir Anthony Dominguez has been traded.
Oh, wow.
To the Toronto Blue Jays.
Blue Jays are good.
He would have been someone that would have been fun to bring back, so that's a bit of a bummer. Yeah. But Sir Anthony, to the Phillies, not happening. But what is happening is the top five at five. And what I have for you today is things I didn't know until recently.
Hmm.
Starting at number five is that Spike Eskin is a traitor.
Oh, there it is.
You're wearing a White Sox hat today when the Phillies are playing the White Sox?
Can I tell you, it was an accident. I didn't even think of it. When I, because it doesn't say White Sox on it, it just says Southside on it.
Yeah, but in White Sox,
black
logo,
and white.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's
the
not,
S is White Sox.
Can I tell you? It is not a White Sox logo. It's just regular Gothic print, just like the Phillies hat I have like this. They're from the same collection.
That S is a Sox logo.
I'm just saying. That's not why I bought it.
I know. I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
I grabbed the hat. I didn't even think about it. I have tons and tons of hats of all different teams.
Got 1,000 hats.
And when I bought it,
who would have thought you would have pulled out the White Sox?
I know.
This week.
The funny part, that's how insignificant the White Sox are. I didn't remember they were playing them. And when I bought the hat, now when I buy it, before I was on the radio here, I would buy hats of any team because who cares what hat I'm wearing,
sure. Just
if I like the hat. Now I'm very careful that I have a cool Angels hat. Nobody cares I'm wearing an Angels hat.
Mm-hmm.
I pick harmless teams that nobody cares about. So I bought the White Sox one. When I bought the Phillies same style one, I'm like, this one's not going to matter. And Justin Morgenstein definitely sold me out to Jack because no way Jack would have noticed I was wearing this hat.
No.
I didn't really notice it. I saw somebody tweeted it. That you had a White Sox hat.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, it is a White Sox
hat. It's barely a White Sox hat.
Yeah, well, when I figured out the way that this show is going to trend today, I made sure I had it in the back pocket.
Okay. I was waiting for it, actually. Morgenstein said it to me before the show. I actually said it to Justin, and he said, I didn't even notice it was a White Sox.
Well, he did notice it because he came up to me after the first break and was like, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
He said it before the meeting, I told him. Oh, did he? Did he say it to you?
But I noticed it first.
Okay.
I said, I'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the back pocket.
Okay.
Fourth thing I didn't realize until recently. Now, walk with me here. So, you guys ever drive like in remote areas where it's not solid yellow lines and it goes dotted line?
Yes, where you can pass.
Well, yes, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, did you guys know that if it's dotted on your side of the road, that means you can't pass?
No, that's wrong.
No, it's the opposite. It's
the whatever,
opposite.
The opposite. Yeah. I didn't realize there was a side that mattered at all.
Right.
Like, I thought you could just pass.
That's when it's dotted on both sides.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So we were driving in upstate PA 2 weeks ago, and I was like, there's a cop behind me. And I was like, Joe, like, should I go past
you
here?
You know which way you wanted to go with
it. And she was like, you can't do that. That's illegal because it's on our side. The other side can pass. You cannot.
Yes.
And I said, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you got the solid side on your side.
You almost did it with a cop behind you?
I thought it was legal to pass.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Could you imagine?
Cop gets CDC. There's a difference.
He might have arrested
you. I'm pulling over to the right to get the hell out of the way when there's a cop behind me.
Yeah, Jack.
You are trying to cross over in the damn median and go around.
Well, Joe's wondering how I passed my driver's permit test.
Exactly.
I did not know. I thought it was just like, I didn't realize like the side mattered.
Yes.
Yeah,
because if you're on one side, you could probably see further. The it's basically based on how far out you can see, which is why. And I can't believe, wow, could you imagine? That cop would have pulled you over and be like, you've been so mad at you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's what you would have got out of him.
And I watched so many videos on TikTok of cops pulling over people.
Oh, so
and the,
many.
And the arguing that goes and ensues back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, and I also said
it's like a teaching reel for my kids not to do.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is what we don't do.
Don't say that you're traveling, not driving.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Don't say that you're a sovereign citizen. Don't say you don't have to show them your license.
Don't say I know the law.
No, be cool.
Yes, give your ID.
Give your ID. Give your insurance, your registration.
Everything's fine.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes. Sorry, sir. Move on.
Move on.
Yeah.
Well, because, and especially because I was up in that area. You can't get WIP up there. When I get pulled over here, I just turn the radio up.
Turn the radio up.
And just in case. I did pull that once.
Did
it work?
No.
Okay.
No, I made it a little too loud, you know? Just in case he was like, oh, what are you listening to? Like, hey, you know me? Didn't work. Didn't work.
You tried to, you know me.
I did. Shockingly, it didn't work.
Well, in Westchester, it worked for me.
It was in Westchester.
Oh, it was.
That's what made it equally as disappointing.
Yeah. That was shown as a blow to the ego.
It was. Now, it was about 3 years ago.
Now you're starting. Your name's in the show.
Well, you wrote a book.
Well, I was walking around Westchester before the pitching, and multiple cops were like, just throw strikes. Just throw strikes. I got the message.
And don't pass with a solid yellow.
Yeah. Didn't know that one until recently. The third thing I didn't know until recently, sir, it seems like people don't want everything to go on the air. I mean, seriously. People with a lot of ambulances around here about what I bring on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's funny.
Is there something recently that happened?
Well, the J.J. Watt thing yesterday with Elliot.
Oh, was he unhappy?
It was funny. It was a funny thing to bring up. You guys are always like, not for air.
Yeah.
Take a chill pill. I got us.
Well, I don't know. We had something today that you were about to say that we specifically said in the meeting we weren't going to say today.
You get close, but you don't cross it.
You get very close.
Yeah, that's right.
He always does.
Yeah. That's right, because I like seeing how you guys react.
Well, my advice to anyone in Jack's life who is texting him or calling him or talking to him, if you are telling him something specifically that shouldn't be on the air...
Yeah, don't trust him.
Note that it shouldn't be on the air.
Yes.
Not for air. Not make him look at you and say not for air.
And I'll usually go, all right, I get it.
And then he'll do it anyway.
And then I'll probably find a way to try to get it in there anyway. The second thing I didn't know until recently is that... Everyone the Phillies could trade for is bad, apparently. No, there's no good player out there for them to trade for, and then every prospect, get rid of them as well.
Is this a Luis Robert?
No, it's every player. Yeah. Every player you bring up, it's like, well, are you any useful? Like, every player stinks. Just don't even make a trade. Every player, according to people, just stinks and isn't a good fit for this team, and also is not a needle mover.
Yeah, well.
Well.
The hard thing with baseball is, truthfully, nobody knows who any of these guys are. I mean, really, the guys on the other teams, and there's only two kinds of people I've realized in this world that follow baseball, at least around here, is there's the people who follow it in a psychotic way that will call up and list their five players they want to trade for that we've never heard of, like that know every player, every corner, and then there's the people who just follow the Phillies and don't know any of these players at all. There's no middle ground, because there's not enough... There's really like five or six star players in baseball, and beyond that, nobody knows who anybody else is. Baseball's
and games are on every night.
Yes. Baseball is truly the most local of all sports, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely more local than football.
Well, hockey is, too. I mean, I think hockey and baseball.
I don't even know hockey. I don't even know the players on the Flyers.
Well, I know. I think golf. For most people. We know Meech.
Yeah.
We know Meech.
Porter Martone.
Yeah, well, you know him because he's a Spartan.
Yeah. Spartan dog.
Spartan right. dog. Ooh. All right. But the number one thing I didn't know until recently is that apparently everyone that works here at the station and then everyone that listens to the station works outside for 8 hours a day and is the toughest person in America. Oh, my God. Everyone's such a warrior. And you all work in trucks and you all work in roofs. Every single person out there.
While, roofs.
Whatever. While I am sympathetic for those that have been in that
Shouldn't
situation.
Be sympathetic. They like their good job.
I understand.
There you go. Empathetic. way.
I am. I don't really know the difference between those words, but like,
okay.
I feel for you. I just, I can't, the reaction, I work outside 100 hours a day. You can't play tennis.
Yes.
We get it. Everyone's tough. So I did 2-a-days in training camp in 150 degree weather. You're all, you
I didn't even bring that up.
Yep, yeah, yep. You're right. You all walk to school, you know.
Well, we did walk to school.
Uphill both ways. I get it. You guys are all the toughest people in America. Congratulations.
Shut
I'm
up, you baby.
The uphill both ways is tough.
Yeah.
You can't go uphill both ways.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Shut up, you baby. Shut up, you baby.
No.
Stop disrespecting our listeners.
I'm not disrespecting.
Our hard workers, too.
I understand.
By the way, all these guys got transition and portable radios.
Yes.
Listening.
Yes.
To us.
We respect them and like them. And
so
how about the people who took days off today or their lunch break who went over there?
You see, poor Bam was down there.
Yes, for 2 hours listening to kids play baseball.
Exactly.
With a. With a
cheerleader
outfit
on.
Jesus.
We needed a picture of that.
I'm sorry for saying
we needed a picture of that.
Apologies. Do you think he's really wearing a cheerleader outfit that says Team Fritz?
I hope he is. I'm mad somebody didn't take a picture of it.
I know.
Andy Boyle was down there. I wonder if he could tell me if he saw
Andy went down there too?
Yeah, with his son. I wonder
you said that. That was real.
Yes. That was a real thing. He texted me at noon. He said, are you guys playing tennis today? And I said, no. Here's a tweet. He's like, I don't have social media.
Wow. I guess we did not. I guess we didn't mention it.
Well, it's a shame because, you know, sometimes baseball games get postponed as well and people take off works to go to baseball games.
Yes, but that's not this because.
It's sort of similar.
It's not.
Why not?
It's not. This is worse. This is worse.
Why?
They don't cancel baseball games because it's hot out. This hour is sponsored by Guida Doran Window, who in the heat was replacing my windows yesterday and today. Get 40% off all windows and doors with their big summer sale. Call Guida Doran Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you are on WIP.
My man Spike. Milk chocolate. Got you, baby. Hey, you better run to that car today, baby.
Know that's right.
You're going to melt in somebody's hand before you melt in somebody's mouth. Now I'm talking
all about right, all right, all
right. Hey, man. I ain't talked to y'all 3 days, 4 days. Come on now. I got to come on right now. Yourself right now, what's name wearing that daggone White Sox hat? How you don't know? Everybody know they don't wear blue and gray. What's name on Dallas Week? But you gonna pick a daggone hat?
Because it's not like Dallas Week. I got news for you. Nobody here cares about the White Sox. They're the worst team in baseball.
You suspect. I love you though. I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Hey man, what's name? I'ma be in Jackie Baby's favor. Some people just stand on the ground and they look up in the air in amazement while is somebody up there levitating, looking down on them. And that's where they at. They the guys on the ground saying, hey, it's a bird, it's a plane. You know, if they got captains back in the day, they wouldn't be gladiators. They would be wine pourers, and they would be fanning the Caesar. You can't expect an injury-prone guy who watches sports and get hurt. And Uncle Rico, Jackie Fritz, was saying who used to have a career in sports. You can't expect them to get out there, you know. I work in the heat about 10 hours a day, but 7.5-8 hours, I start to feel it. So what do you think they're going to feel like, Spike?
That is 7-8 hours. And the second thing is, then they shouldn't be talking about what great athletes they are.
Hey, look, prepared to play.
No, you weren't. Show me the text.
We were prepared to play, as shown in the text.
I believe I'm going to go with Jack because Jack, you said it a minute ago. I think Jack Whitney went along with it because he was babbling about tennis yesterday. He said he had something for us, but he was babbling. He had nobody to play with or nothing like that. That was yesterday or today. Jack need the extra time, man.
He's not going to practice, Yoshi.
Bro, what's
I'll get out Jack, there this weekend.
Wherever you want to go, I'll meet you, boy. I'll meet you. What's name? I'll meet you. I got a couple rackets. Why I got a couple rackets? I don't know. My wife's grandma had some in the basement, and I kept them. So I can come down there. I got one for you, one for me. I got about one or two tennis balls. I'll practice with you, man. What's name? So they can leave you alone about that. Like, come on, man. And real quick before I get out of here, look, a large blade, a small blade, a can opener, a bottle opener, scissors, corkscrew. I'm going to take my Swiss Army knife quarterback any day. No, I'm talking about Al Reed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
he ain't
goodness.
He got the best arm. He ain't the fastest.
Bunch of dull blades.
Swiss Army knife, boy. All he do is win, 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 win.
No matter
no
what.
Matter yeah,
what.
Yeah, yeah. Have to wonder how many quarterbacks could possibly win in this situation.
Come on, boy. Stop acting like that. We still champion September 4th, man. You better treat him like he's a champion. You know, that's what he got on them guys you be naming. They ain't champions. They ain't even AFC champions.
Well, then, if everybody's a champion, why are they so worried about some dumb list on the internet?
Hey, I ain't worried about Jalen being top five. He's top five to me. What's that? But, hey, man, we got a dang on good quarterback who, right, one more time, all they do is win, no matter what. Come on, man. Right, we still riding down the street like two Detroit Pistons. Boy, you driving, I'm driving, no matter. We ain't got no seatbelts on that, boy. Listening to some Smokey or something. Now I'm talking about cruising. Love y'all, cats. Holla back, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till the season starts. The season's got to start.
Did you say, let's go Cowboys?
No, I didn't. I did not say that. But I just, the season's got to start. The season's got to start. We just got to start the season. If all we care about is winning the Super Bowl, what the hell do we care about some idiot's list on the internet? I mean, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah.
For God's sakes. What do we care about the
list?
This
is the time of list, so everybody yes. should be used to list.
Speaking of which, Mount Rushmore week is next week. Will Jalen be on it? You can submit your Mount Rushmore at 94WIP.com/Rushmore. Have you got, and I haven't really thought about my Mount Rushmores yet.
No.
Have you? Have you thought at all?
Of course.
Yeah.
A little too hot today.
Well, the thing with the Eagles.
The Eagles one is tough.
Yeah, because there's going to be some great players left off of that list.
Yes.
Only four.
Yes, as you've learned. Yeah. How many?
I'm reminding myself. It's only four, right?
On Eagles Day, how many different people is Ike going to end up putting on his Mount Rushmore
at least six.
Without taking somebody off?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. All I have is Dalk right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think the locks are... Dawkins is a lock.
Yeah.
Is Reggie a lock?
Yes.
Okay.
Kelsey.
Do you think Kelsey's a lock?
I don't think Kelsey's a lock.
I think eventually Kelsey will be a lock again, but I don't know if he's a lock right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a lock. BG, these are the guys we're talking about. We're talking about Donovan, BG, Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. You know,
those are the modern guys.
Yeah, I don't think Shady's not going to get there. DJ's
not
going to get there. Westbrook,
no.
You know.
No.
So I think those are the. I think what we're really talking about. If we're saying we think Doc will be on there, we think Reggie will be on there. Then it comes down to Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, right? And those are the ones.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Fletcher Cox won't get voted on. Donovan.
No, and because Fletcher's in that era with those other great guys, and they're going to get more votes than he would. Five is an interesting one.
Yeah.
He's an interesting one because, you know what? Reggie will get the respect of us older guys.
Yes.
I wonder how many young people will choose to put Reggie on the list, considering they may not even been born.
When Reggie played here.
And if we're doing the winning thing, he has, what, one playoff win as an Eagle?
Yeah.
Yes. One.
Yeah. That's what now, everybody's criteria is different, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you get Jalen on there because I think he will be on a lot of people's Mount Rushmore
list. He'll get
a
lot of votes.
Yeah.
He will get a lot of
votes.
Although
I think it's early for him to be a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
I think by the time he's done, I think it'll be a no-brainer.
Yeah, for me, the Mount Rushmore thing is your career at this point established? Like, are you, mm-hmm. like his career, he's only 5 years in.
Yeah.
You know, so is there time, I guess this is my question, is for me, it's like, you can't play yourself off of it. I don't think Jalen Hurts will play himself off of it, but he could. There's enough time for him to play himself off of it, which is why it would be difficult for me at this point. Lane Johnson... He could be horrible this
year. He's been here long enough already.
He couldn't play himself off of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is the thing for me.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one because now there's a quarterback. Well, you know what? Is there ever going to be a quarterback that we all universally agree on?
No.
I was about to say that, and then I was like, wait a minute. No, we don't. We don't all agree on that. So, yeah.
No, of course not.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he'll get a lot of votes from the Jalen fan club, but
yes.
I wonder how many people will be like, eh.
Not yet.
Give it a little bit more time. We do this Mount Rushmore in 5 years.
Yeah.
Then maybe, because then he'll have 10 years in.
Well, because the point to me is we're not putting it in stone, but that is the idea. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Jalen thing is dangerous, because, I don't know, maybe 2 years from now, he's pissed at Howie. He demands a trade. We're all mad at him. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Right, I know what you're saying.
But it's hard to, you know, get somebody out of stone. So.
Yep.
Rory in Royersford. You're on WIP. What's up, Rory?
It's Roy.
Oh.
Rory.
Well, Rory, it says Rory on my thing there.
No, that's Jack.
That's all Jack. That's all good. Yeah. Anyway, first time, long time.
Yes, sir.
And, well, I just had two things. One, you guys could just play tomorrow, Jack. And,
well, it's 100 degrees tomorrow, too.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Show up, prove they're the athletes, right?
Yeah, but look.
Then there's no question. Why not do it?
Roy, I'm on your side. Jack, if they
just get it done
if
tomorrow.
If they prepare, if will you play tomorrow?
Yeah, but again, we're not on the air.
Yeah, so.
To be able to react to it.
Just play.
That's fine. I would play tomorrow. I'm just saying. We're looking to maximize this shindig.
Okay.
I'm, you know, thinking
like
a boss.
Anyway, you go somewhere where you have plenty of internet access. Somebody can video it and stream it, right?
Yep.
Well, we tried it.
Well, if it happens next Wednesday, we could definitely be on the YouTube channel because the game, there's a Phillies game at like noon or something.
Oh, nice.
So we could do it at that point. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Well, the other thing is I'm excited for the Eagles season, and I'm just curious on your guys' take how the Dallas offense is going to match up against the Eagles defense with their
wideouts,
Dak supposedly healthy. And,
are you a Cowboy fan? Totally,
oh, hell no.
Okay, all right.
Well, it'll be a good matchup coming out the gates. That group of wide receivers.
Slow.
Yeah, group of wide receivers. They brought over Miles Sanders with the kid from Denver, right? Javonte Williams.
Didn't they bring
Javonte Williams? Yeah, they got him there. Ferguson is a good tight end, underrated a little bit.
I mean, they should be able to put up points.
Yeah,
I mean, they put up points before Dak got
Dak's
hurt.
Healthy. He puts up points.
He does.
He does. He puts up points. The offense usually, it'll be a great test coming out early.
Yeah, and there's a tricky night, too, because, first of all, the teams in general are not super sharp in the beginning of the season. And then you have the emotion of the banner and the celebration.
Yep.
And that can either, like, if you start off hot, it works in your favor. If you start off a little cold, then all of a sudden you're coming down off of that. And you're a little bit lost. It's a weird game for the Eagles.
I wonder what the Eagles have planned for that night.
Oh, it should be awesome.
Right? Because, you know, we know it's the raising of the banner. But you know, all the former Eagles are going to be in the house. All the Super Bowl 52 champions, a lot of them will be in the house.
Do you think wings are going to grow out of the stadium like they did out of the ring?
I wonder who's going to be the team captain for that night. It's going to be a big night. It is. It's going to be exciting. And you wonder if the players will be able to stay focused.
Yes, with all that excitement. What if the dome was two wings?
Ooh,
it probably would do
would
that.
Be cool, right?
They could kind of cover you up,
yeah,
two wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I just want to see the
I didn't even know you were still there, Roy.
Yeah. Jones' face when they do raise that banner.
The Cowboys' face, yeah. Well,
wow.
I don't think they'll care.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Will Micah be paid by then?
He'll
be paid the day of.
Yeah. I was going to say the day before.
Yeah, he's going to steal. Yeah, Jerry's going to steal the headlines.
Well, did you see what he said the other day about how the chants for CD were louder than the ones for Mikey the other day?
Did Jerry say that?
Yeah.
Because they were chanting re-sign Micah or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said the chants for CD Lamb were louder.
Yeah, last year.
Boy. I'm starting to become a fan of his.
Yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he don't care, man.
You have to respect guys that just like do not care the way that Jerry Jones doesn't care.
Yep.
He doesn't care. Yeah, and he will pay Micah Parsons.
He will pay him.
The day before the season starts, and he'll pay him more than any other edge in football.
Yep.
Micah Parsons says now T.J. Watt got paid. Miles Garrett got paid. Who else got paid?
Crosby.
Sidney Crosby, not Sidney Crosby,
Max.
Max Crosby got paid. Mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby's a hockey player, Max Crosby's a football player. And T.J. Watt got what, one more million than Miles Garrett?
Yeah, each person went up one more million. Somebody else got paid, too. It was four guys.
Can't remember the other guy.
I can't remember the other guy, but it went up four times. It went up to the last one was T.J.
And Hendrickson's still not paid, right?
He is not paid. Yep. He is not paid. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, do we really believe that Luka is skinny? I don't know if I do. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz, what are you laughing about, man?
No, I think I sung the wrong lyrics. I think I said so far down, or I think I said so far gone instead of so far down.
Really?
And we've been doing that for a year and a half.
This far in, you're singing the wrong lyrics.
No, just today.
I'm just saying.
I'm flustered today, yeah.
Oh, you're flustered.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay? I know we've been very hard on you today.
I'm all right.
You sure? You're doing okay?
Yeah, we're all right.
All right.
I could really use a trade.
Yeah,
I can really use a trade. Yeah,
well, can I make a note to the Phillies?
Great.
Don't make the trade tomorrow. Like, we have, well, we have trade deadline day on Thursday. We're not even on the friggin' radio tomorrow.
Help us out.
Yeah, we're going to be at McGurk's in Horsham all day long for trade deadline day. I want the trade to happen, if I'm being honest, 4:17.
But also, don't make the trade at 5:59.
No, I don't want that either. I don't want that either.
Just remember, July 29th, used to mean something around here, okay?
Yeah.
Rube traded on three straight deadlines on July 29th for the guy. He traded for Oswald, he traded for Pence, and he traded for Lee.
Well, I don't want it to happen on the 29th.
Well, I know, but today is July 29th. I'm just saying
a move. Make a move.
Put it right there.
And do it on Thursday, 4:17 p.m. 4:17 p.m. would be perfect. We have the lead up, what's going to happen. Then afterwards at McGurk's, we could talk about what happened. And then we can all have a beer or Surfside or whatever and go home.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. A celebratory affair.
Yes.
As it should be.
215-592-9494. Brendan in Lancaster. You're on WIP. What's up, Brendan?
Not much, guys. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So to address the elephant in the room here, I love how Jack keeps saying, it's out of my control, when clearly it was very much in his control.
I know.
Out of my control.
Show us the text. Show us the text.
What happened was they legally had to ask them whether or not they wanted to play.
Yes. He revealed that too early. Yeah, he revealed that. Brendan, he revealed that Jack made a strategic error today when we found out that the first question was, do you guys want to play today?
And we said, I was second.
I want to make that clear that I was second.
Prepared to play,
yeah,
but would not push back. Dude, there's no way.
You guys have no nuts.
First off, nuts are fine, all right? The nuts are nuts, two for two. I just...
What?
There's no way we're gunning to play tennis in 95-degree weather. Like, can we just be real for 1 second? It's not like Ike's excited to go 2 days at training camp back in the day.
But I was excited.
My ass. Yeah, I'm sure that you're like, yeah, practice, whatever.
I agree with Elliot. Getting out there and exercising when it's hot is nice. You get a little sweat going.
It's too hot. It's way too hot.
Well, a lot of people say it wasn't that hot out there today.
Oh, well, again, it was. I was sweating on my walk this morning.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with sweating,
there's
athlete.
There's nothing wrong with sweating. I agree. Brendan, it's the effusive sweat.
Brendan.
That's not the right word, right?
No. Brendan, do you still respect
close,
Jack?
I think.
I kind of lost it a little while ago there when he said his mom was outside weed eating for him. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Was 2 years ago.
It wasn't 2 years ago. I was here for it. I've only been here 14 months.
And she made sure she went to clear it up with you at Chickie's last year.
Oh, yes, yeah, she did. She did. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Thank you for the call, Brendan. I don't think your mom likes me.
No, she likes you. She just doesn't like when I get back into a corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of tough on him. We're tough on him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm always like, relax. Like, we're just doing radio.
Yeah. Does she know? She's
a lot. Very personal. Okay. This is where I get my take everything personal thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's my whole life.
Yeah. Every time I see your mom, I'm like, well, I can tell she doesn't like me. I'm very sad. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, I'm just like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm nice to the guy. I love Jack, but if you're not going to like me, you're not going to like me. Luka Doncic, famous for not being in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Cover of Men's Health. I don't know if you saw that online.
That's a crop.
That, it really does look photoshopped.
Yeah.
It barely even looks like him. And I don't know if you saw the other controversy in there, in that they noted that Luka had a 42-inch vertical at the combine.
Oh, yeah.
Luka never went to the combine and definitely never had a 42-inch vertical.
And yeah, we've watched Luka and know damn well he doesn't have a 42. He didn't even have a 32-inch vertical.
No.
Let alone a 42-inch vertical.
Like, why are you? I just think it's funny to try to impress somebody. He's been in the NBA for, what, 7 years? And now you're.
You think that's the agency or the Lakers?
I think it is him trying to show the Lakers.
That's what I'm saying. So it's his people.
Yes. Well, and we, I, to me, the Luka skinny photos are the Ben Simmons empty gym jump shot
photos.
Yes,
oh my God.
It's like, I will believe it when I see it. You can take a picture. And by the way, a fat Luka in regular clothes looks better than most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is fat compared to other basketball players.
NBA players. Yes.
So if you take a picture of him in the right shirt, of course he's going to look good, you know?
Yep.
Dark colors on that cover as well. But I bet, you know who's not going to put up?
There's no way this is Luka.
No. It's not legit.
Are you kidding me?
It's not legit. There's no way.
In 2 months? He's got two months.
Oh, by the way, he's tan now, too, and all that stuff. Because you know who's not going to put up with Fat Luka is that
LeBron.
Redick.
JJ. I forgot.
I will say this. Yeah. For all the things I don't like about JJ, JJ Redick was psychotic about being in shape.
Yeah.
He is psychotic about, you know, being able to be able to play late in the game. And Tubby Luka, I don't think is going to.
Tubby Luka.
He wouldn't have wanted to play tennis today in 95 degrees.
No, he would have had a beer.
Now, this Luka would have.
Yes, this fake Luka.
This fake Luka would
Buka.
Be ready.
That's not even real. That's not Luka. That's his bizarro brother. Screwed that up. Brigham in Southampton. You're on WIP.
Yeah, Brigham from Southampton. Hey,
Brigham from Southampton.
What's up, Brigham?
And Jake.
I'm sorry again. Who is this?
Brigham.
From where?
Southampton.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. My bad.
My name's hard to pronounce.
No, anyway, yeah.
Boy,
like Young.
Nailed it, though.
Like Young.
Yeah, yes. Brigham Young.
Yes. Exactly. And I'm not.
It's not Brigham Young. German. It's Brigham Young.
I'm German. Briner, like Fritz. So hopefully me and Fritz are on the same page.
So wait a minute. Brigham?
Brigham Briner.
Okay, Brigham from
Southampton.
Okay, Seattle. Okay. My bad.
But it's not it's not Brigham Young, like from BYU?
No.
Okay.
There's no N, Jack. There's no N in Brigham. It's not Brigham. It's Brigham.
So you're saying it is Brigham?
No, it's B-R-I-G-H-A-M. The H is silent.
How does Ike work with these two?
All right, hold on.
So, I get myself a cramp laughing.
So, Jack,
come on, Brigham, bring it home, baby.
It's Brigham.
It's Brigham.
I'm trying. Jack, my son is a avid tennis player, lives in Philly, has rackets.
All right.
And he can definitely get you I look at it as a reprieve so that you can get a little practice maybe this weekend. He could show you some pointers.
Yeah.
And actually give you him and his buddy could actually get you some practice in and build up some stamina for you on the tennis court. And I think
stamina has been an issue.
Beat the ass off of Joe DeCamera.
Yeah. Why don't you
beat the ass off of him?
Yeah. Why don't you?
I think I've heard that one before.
Brigham. Why don't you
talk breaks to, off
work
of
with
him,
Brigham's
beat
son?
The ass off of
Brigham's son.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely not coming into the city on the weekend. No.
Oh yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I got Goose.
Yeah, I don't like Goose as your tennis partner. No offense to Goose.
You get off your shift anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got one other thing.
Yes.
So the ship boat dilemma.
I'm glad we're going back to this. Yes.
I'm a Navy veteran.
I'm a
Gulf War veteran. Here and I go. Spent all
thank
my
you
time
for your
on
service.
On thank you.
Yep.
On all my service was on aircraft carriers.
Okay.
And this will give you this will be able to get you guys all out for a ship or it's a boat. Well, it's a ship, but I called it a boat when I got off the boat. So anybody's right where they want to call it a ship or a boat. But you're talking about 6,000 people on an aircraft carrier. So it technically is a ship.
There we go.
But it's also a boat.
I called it a boat if you want to call it a boat.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Technically,
a ship is a boat.
Not a submarine.
No, I'm not saying a submarine.
I got a 17-foot Boston Whaler in my driveway,
and that's
a boat.
Right.
Exactly. That's why there's a difference between a boat and a ship.
But it's still a boat.
Yeah, a boat is not always a ship, but a ship always is a boat.
Oh, you guys drive me nuts.
Is it Brigham or Brigham?
It's Brigham.
And you're from Hatfield?
Stop.
All right. Thank you for the call, Brigham. Good sport. Brigham's a good sport,
yes.
Even though he didn't know he was being a good sport.
He didn't realize it, yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Only good sports over at National Appliance Warehouse. They're going to put up with your nonsense, aren't they, Jack?
Yeah, hopefully they're still proud of me.
Well, I don't know about that.
Not only do I represent myself, my family, this station, I also represent, you know,
National Appliance Warehouse. Yeah.
All my people. So, listen, we've talked a lot about National Appliance Warehouse, and, you know, Spike went there for his new house, got all of his appliances there.
My whole kitchen.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, Spike is in the premium aisle when he's shopping for his appliances.
Nah, that's actually not true. I would love to be shopping in the Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove aisle.
Yeah, you were over there.
But no. Wait, you know what? Those fridges are unbelievable. But while they were working on delivery, which was great for mine.
They do delivery and insulation.
I walked back there and I was like, this is the coolest fridge I ever saw in my life.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they have that there. So listen, you're going to get the best appliances. Like we mentioned, Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. Also, you know, but whatever kind of appliances you could possibly need, they have that for you. But also, you're going to get the best price. It's guaranteed by Price Shore. Piece of technology, again, specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. Also tax-free Delaware. Also great savings events like the Christmas in July savings event that is going on right now. So you're going to get the right appliance, you're going to get the right price, and you're going to get a great experience. Like we said, they do delivery and installation, but also they're there to take care of you. They treat you like family. It's something they truly believe in is a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yes.
And did you know that right now you can purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove appliance package or choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500.
Whoa.
Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
Ah, look who we have. DeCamera's tennis coach, Coach Harris. You're on WIP. What's up, Coach Harris?
You know, Spike and Ike, if I wasn't teaching Joe DeCamera, I'd be calling and trying to cheat Jack Fritz right now because you guys are absolutely killing this guy. and I gotta tell you, Jack, you're a really nice guy. I'm sorry we're enemies. But I gotta tell you, it is 15 degrees hotter on the tennis court. There's no shade.
Thank you.
No. Cry babies.
Shut up.
They are athletic, but they are not prime 25-year-old athletes in the best shape of their life, running outside, used to that sweat. And I'm being very serious. As a tennis teacher, I have had heat exhaustion several times.
They're playing one set, Coach Harris, but both of them barely move. I'm sorry.
Dude,
this
I'm like
is unacceptable.
A cat on a tennis court. That's a lie.
There are all kinds of cats, Jack.
Yeah, well, quick cat, agile, quick to the net, up to the net, back. Bang.
Honestly, Coach Harris, you seem like a great guy. I'm actually ashamed. The reason we're killing Jack is because Jack's on our show, right? Like, I think Joe DeCamera also is a fraud. Like, you can't make a big deal out of what a good athlete you are and challenge the guy in the afternoon show, and then as soon as things get a little tough, say, oh no, this is too hard for me. It is one set of tennis, which takes what? And especially with these guys, like, I could imagine two really good tennis players that a set could take 45 minutes.
Yeah.
These guys are going to hit it into the net after three hits.
Yeah.
It's going to be a half an hour.
These things will be over with in a half hour.
Come on.
Like, for one, those are assumptions, and I understand your point. I did want to say I understand where you guys are coming from.
Yes.
But here's the thing. It's not worth the risk. It's a small risk. I'll give you guys that, right? It's a small risk. But why? It's a great event, right? This has been really fun, and I know it's competitive. It's been great. There's thousands of people that are listening and engaged on YouTube and showing and everything. Who wants to stand out there in 95-degree heat watching it either? Like, don't you guys want a better audience? Don't you want more eyes on it? Don't you want – you're going to want that. And also, another thing is, it's a battle of who can endure longer in the heat. It's not who's the better tennis player. And I understand where you guys are coming from. I'm just saying, if there's a 2% risk in under normal circumstances, now it's a 7-8% risk, and it's not worth it, guys.
Okay, there's not a 7 or 8% risk. Like, you're making up numbers. And the other thing I'll say is they play baseball in 94-degree heat. On a synthetic field. So I know it's hotter on a tennis court. It's also hotter on turf. And they played baseball in 94-degree heat, and nobody bowed out, and we all survived. So I know you're sticking up for your guy and sticking up for Jack. And yes, if you could say the same thing all the time for any sporting event. You could have a Phillies game on the weekend. It's 96 degrees. You could say, hey, couldn't we just do this when everybody will have a little more fun and it'll be nice out there? I just think...
Well, what about in the Tokyo Olympics in 2021 when they moved tennis matches around because of extreme heat? What about that?
Do you know how long those guys play tennis for? Like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, they're out there a long time, brother.
The professional tennis players play in 100-degree weather in Australia. But Spike, these are not professional athletes.
It was close.
Hell, we don't even know if they're athletes.
The Cubs emailed me once.
That was a questionnaire.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was not
season,
a questionnaire.
It was a season ticket email.
Yeah, that's how hard I throw. I said at least 88 sometimes.
Coach Harris, I appreciate your perspective here, but I frankly think you're full of it.
Jack, I owe you a hug when I meet you at the match.
Thank you once again.
Yep.
Thank you for the coffee.
Hug him afterwards.
Yep.
Coach Harris.
Hug him afterwards.
Fraud, Coach Harris. Doc Leon, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. So I called on opening day and sang the Philly song I wrote.
Yep.
So I had the public domain, the Take Me Out the Ball Game public domain, 10 times as good as it was before. I want to sing it for you again.
Yes, I would love it. What does that have to do with Take Me Out the Ball Game being public domain?
So you said I stole the music before.
Oh,
here we go. Yep.
Oh,
music spike.
Yeah, that's
high horse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brian accused you of AI. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yo, it's bass. All time with the Phillies, best team and best fans of all. We'll eat ice cream, John pretzels, and Cracker Jack, and cheer our fighting Phils as they each swing their bat. Where the PHILLIES will hit, run deep, and then score. Hey, use it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out, and we'll scream 4 more.
Ah, that was pretty good.
This is just awful.
That was good, man.
You stole the melody from Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You know, even if it's not public domain, like, you know, you're just singing on the radio. You're not selling it. So you could steal any song, actually.
Right.
I'm not selling it.
Yeah.
Being public domain is only if
you're distributing it. It doesn't matter. You could steal the Highway to Hell by AC/DC to put your baseball song on. I'm just saying your options are wide.
I want to come down to McGurk's, teach you the dance moves.
Yes.
Get on YouTube. Have 3,000 people singing at the stadium.
That's right. I would love to see your dance moves. Please come down to McGurk's on Thursday in Horsham.
I'll be there.
Yes.
I'll be there, 4:18.
All right, 4:18. Yes, right after the trade. Right after the trade.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Doc Leon.
Every word you say, man.
All right, brother. Thank you, Doc Leon. I love me some Doc Leon. What do you think of that song, Jack?
Dynamite.
Yeah. It's a great song.
We do need a Phillies chant you know, to eventually drown out the Eagles' chance at Eagles games.
Or but there Philly is no Phillies chant.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to work on one.
Eagles chant is the Philadelphia chant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It was hilarious seeing it at Yankee Stadium. I loved
just
it.
Just take it.
Yeah.
I can't be proud of it.
I can, no, I'm not.
Be proud of
I'm
it.
I'm not at all.
It's the one thing that's universal wherever we go.
Yeah.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Come on, man.
I agree. That's why I taught Walker it.
There you go. Reluctantly.
Yeah. It was not reluctant. Now, it was not reluctantly. We walked past the same eagle every day. And the sergeant goes, you know,
just understand, he's going to be in a classroom with kids that are Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
who love
so,
Jalen.
Like,
he wants to be in with the rest of the kids.
Yes.
And I don't want to deprive him of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't go filling his head about average quarterback. Yeah. And
hopefully Jalen's
any QB could have won with this
don't
team.
Don't go filling his head with that nonsense.
Hopefully there's a new quarterback by the time he's in school.
My goodness.
Real quick, Bob in Maryland. You're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up, Bob?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, I just wanted to clarify something a little bit, maybe. I spent 9 years in the Navy. And we had the difference between a boat and a ship was is you could put a boat on a ship, but you ain't putting a ship on a boat.
Correct.
It's true.
Yes. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because it means
exactly
that every ship is a boat, but not every boat is a ship.
It means a ship is too big
to be a boat.
To be a boat.
It's still a boat.
Nah, it's not a boat.
Yeah,
This man's in the Navy. You gonna tell
again,
him?
Again, thank you for your service, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
why does it not?
Because a ship is still a boat. It's the baseline is that it's a boat.
The difference in the size.
Yep,
exactly. Different.
Come on, Jack. Thank you for the call, Bob, and thank you for your service. Of
appreciate
course,
that, Bob. Thank you for your service, buddy.
The text line is brought to you by Bernard Jewelers. Man, that's
going to be one that lives
dude,
with the show.
Never
yeah.
going
yes,
away.
Yeah, it's never going anywhere.
Because everyone's got a take on it.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, they've all been on my side.
But you guys are wrong. And like when they bring up the submarine, that's not a boat either.
Yeah, we're not saying that's a boat.
That's a vessel.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Bernard Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Bernard Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BernardJewelers.com.
A lot of spike in this text.
Text line.
What?
Text line.
Screw you, text man. Line. This whole show is about you.
Canceling the tennis event is an embarrassment. Spike manned up and came to work the day after he hurt his back lifting a very heavy water bottle and only complained about it 10-ish times. Alex in Lancaster.
It wasn't a water bottle. It was a shop vac, and it was like 120 pounds.
That's lifting your own weight.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
What's next?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
You only cancel the last minute if it's a true emergency. Ike's Plumbing.
Well, it was a true emergency.
That was an emergency.
Yeah. Okay.
This is one of those days I felt bad making the jokes, but we made the jokes
Yeah,
anyway.
You made them anyway. I heard.
Yep. What's next?
I played in the pickle juice game, right? That was the thing that happened, right? Ike, sitting in the studio, listening to the tennis conversation.
Yeah, seriously.
How hot was it on the field?
That was pretty hot on that field.
Yeah.
Were you excited to get out there?
I want to say it was 120.
That sounds right.
By the way, Coach Harris being like, yeah, there's a 7% chance one of them gets hurt. No, there is not a 7% chance.
He's just throwing numbers
out
there.
What's next?
Is that a Hall of Fame bust of Philip Rivers? Is he even in the Hall of Fame? The Guido Windows workers walking around Spike's house.
I think Philip Rivers is good. Is going to be
who's
in the
better,
Hall of Fame.
Eli Manning or Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers.
More of a Hall of Famer.
I believe Philip Rivers is better than Eli
there
Manning.
There we go. Yes. All right, thank you.
I don't believe Philip Rivers is a bad quarterback.
Yeah, I know. I know
yes, I do believe he was better than Eli Manning.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike, most of the show. This is an absolute travesty, and to make sure it doesn't happen again, I have plenty of ideas that need to be implemented immediately. Spike, when later a blind guy calls in and asks for a couple of things. Oh, it's not my call. I'm not in management. Tim in Newark.
It's a good point. You wanted everything in Upper Darby. We can't guarantee that.
Oh, Bam just didn't want to travel.
Yeah. Well, I'm Bam now, said he'd be a chippy.
Well, he just made the trip today.
Yeah.
Yeah, again... I'm gonna
that was more on him than it was on us. Because we did put the notice out there, 9:45.
Who are you more interested in currently?
Bam.
I'm going to do it without even question.
But Jared, the truck horn driver, also has something going on.
Yeah.
Well, that thing with the ex-wife.
Well, I know. Yeah.
I need everybody involved with that one.
Maybe we put them all in the same house and let them live together.
Yeah.
You Bam, know? Too?
Well, yeah. Well,
Bam, too.
Yeah. Jerry will let anybody live there.
Cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one who got it.
He did. At Party City. Male cheerleader.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Male cheerleading outfit.
As far as he knows. What's next?
Management decision or not, it simply can't be argued that today's events tarnish the afternoon show's storied athletic history of playing professional football and losing to Elliott in arm wrestling. Mark and Modka.
It was unfair.
Line.
He cheated, and I'm happy to do it again. So coming up next is Fritz at 6. And here's what I'd like you to do if you're
Fritz
listening.
Fritz is working?
Yes. Here's what I'd like
All
you
time.
To do. It 215-592-9494. It's probably going to be about 6 minutes before Buzz starts answering the phones. But I want everybody calling Jack telling him he's soft. I don't want him to talk about any other topic about the fact that he chose not to play today. 215-592.
Luke tonight. It's Luke.
All right.
Buzz had to run out of here after the revelation of the Blue Chew hoodie.
The Blue Chew hoodie.
Oh, his girlfriend stole the Blue Chew hoodie.
Right.
Well, Buzz stole it. His girlfriend was just an accessory to the crime. We will maybe talk to you tomorrow very briefly. I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah. So we'll talk to you Thursday.
Yeah, talk to y'all tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got a tea time.
Trade deadline day is Thursday at McGurk's in Horsham. We hope to see you there. McGurk's always an awesome time. Take good care of us. They'll take good care of you too. So we'll see you there. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.